the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind. Hey, it's Roy Richardson, the Tech Troublemaker, and this is the One-Off Technology Podcast, and Apple. We're just going to talk about Apple tonight, it sounds like. What? Okay, fine. You know, every year around my birthday, they decide, you know, we're just going to announce some stuff. You know, it could be stuff you want. It could be stuff we're just going to make you think you want. And this year, it was kind of stuff we're going to make you think you want. So we're going to talk about what Apple did announce, and then we'll talk about, sadly, the things they didn't announce that I would have been more excited about. But today, and I think my music's just a little too loud, so let's get there. Yeah, just a little bit of refinement there. How's that? Yep. All right. So today, of course, Apple announced iPhone 13. Whoa. iPhone 13. Didn't 12 just... Well, I mean, didn't... Has it been a year already? No, not quite. It's been... So the iPhone 13 was announced today. And of course, there's going to be a Pro version and a Max version. And the Max version starts off at $1,099 US. Yikes! Okay. Well, and then, oh, and if you really have some money in your pocket that just doesn't like being there, you can get that phone with 1 terabyte of storage. Because why wouldn't you? And the iPhone 13 Pro and the Max now have cinematic mode so that you can make your movies, of course. They want to convince you to go buy those phones and go make movies, because who doesn't want to use their iPhone to make movies? And actually, there are some movies out there that were okay that have been made with an iPhone. I don't think any of them got an Academy Award yet. I could be wrong. But then the other thing they made a big deal about, for us that are in the video space that use Apple products, is ProRes. So the phone, if you do in video mode, you're going to be able to record in ProRes, which is really cool, because then you'll be able to import that into Final Cut Pro and do some really cool stuff. So you'll really be able to get that cinematic quality. Life is good, right? Life is good. And, of course, if you get the Max, the battery supposedly lasts 2.5 hours longer than if you just got the Pro. So it's a really big phone. There should be a bigger battery. Of course, last time they put a smaller battery in the Max, it didn't make sense. They claimed it did better battery-wise, but people said, maybe not so much. But here's the thing that was really interesting about today's announcements. Let's go to the boards. Okay, what's the deal here, man? What's the deal? Because it appears that this is what... Yes, exactly, Brian. If you have an iPhone and you're doing Dolby Atmos, then of course you're going to do the ProRes when you're doing a recording. It's going to eat up a lot of disk space on the phone. So yeah, that's probably why you have a 1 terabyte iPhone. But here's the interesting. This is the iPhone lineup today, as it is announced. You've got the iPhone SE, which is their entry-level phone, which is it's kind of like an iPhone 10, kind of. And it's plastic instead of having a metal. But it's an iPhone, and the iPhone 10 was actually a decent phone. But then you have the iPhone 11, and then you have the iPhone 12, and then you have the iPhone 13, and the iPhone 13 Pro. And of course, I don't have it listed on here, but the iPhone 13 Max. Now, why do I bring this up? The reason so many older phones from Apple are suddenly being hyped is because the chip shortages are having an impact even on Apple's manufacturing process. And of course, as you know, everything that Apple, all the chips are made in Taiwan. And the chip shortages have affected Apple just as they've affected every computer company, every automaker, every appliance maker. Basically, anything that has a processor is being affected by a chip shortage. I have some Dell servers I ordered in May, and they are not going to arrive until October. What? So, Apple, in an to kind of lessen the blow on the fact that there are going to be delays in getting phones, the 13 series, in mass quantities, are going to hype older models of the phone in order so that they have a placekeeper to kind of say, well, you know, the 11 is a good phone. And I will say, the 11 is a great phone. If I were going to buy a phone and I didn't need the cool latest and greatest features, okay, I would love to have an iPhone 13 Pro Max. I would. I'm not going to lie. I would love to have that. I'd probably hook it up to my computer. It would be a second camera. I would just do it, and I would go out and record stuff and pretend that everything I do is cinematic, because, well, why not? Why wouldn't everything I do be cinematic, right? But the point being is that the iPhone 11 is a great phone, a great all-around purpose phone with a good camera. And so, okay. Admittedly, the iPhone 13 has brand new cameras. The lenses, there is some optical zoom, just a little bit, just a hair. It was really neat, the lens structure, the way the new cameras put together. And of course, who doesn't want LiDAR in order to be able to do amazing night? The Pro would do amazing night shots. However, the true test for me would be, can you take a picture of the moon? Give me a cell phone that can take a picture of the moon and look good, and we will have achieved the perfect phone. I'm just saying. I know some people make phone calls, but who needs that? Who needs that kind of hassle? Let's just get a phone that you can use as a great camera and do selfies to all your friends. I'm just going to say. And yeah, that's the story of it there. There is the iPhone 11. And oh, it's not listed on here, but there is an iPhone 13 mini, which I don't really understand the niche for. Maybe some people think the phone is too big. I don't know. It could be. All right. The next thing they made a big deal about was the Apple Watch. So the Apple Watch 7 is out. Of course, it's got more features. Huge tie-in to their new to Fitness Plus, which they have revamped. Fitness Plus, by the way, is Apple's kind of, you know, fitness app, much like Fitbit would be with the other Fitbit. So it's their fitness app that, you know, talks to the watch, and it's supposed to motivate you to do fitness, and it can do help you do group exercises and things like that. So it's a very cool thing if you're in the Apple space and you want to go all in, you got Apple Watch and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, there's an interesting story there. Well, look at this picture. So this is promotion from Apple today, that these are their, there's now a Watch Series 3. Of course, there's always been a Watch Series 3. So this is the Series 3 that's been around for, what is it, 3 or 4 years now? They have the Watch SE, which is the 7 minus some features. And then you have the Apple Watch 7. So again, it would appear the chip shortages have Apple taking an older Series watch and saying, well, okay, we do have some Series 3 chips laying around. And so, if you lack a Series 3 chip, you know, we got them laying around. And we got them. You don't have to buy the 7 because you can get the 3. It doesn't have the cool kind of EKG feature on the 3. And I think that feature's also missing on the SE. I do have to double check my notes there on that. And then, of course, the iPhone 7. That's a cool. I'm waiting for the time when the next watch comes out from Apple and it has a defibrillator. So, oh man, I'm having a heart attack. Mash a button here and it shocks your heart. I think Apple needs to come out with that. I think that would be great. That's what I'm waiting on. And then, next up, and I don't have a cool picture for you for that, but next up, Apple announced new iPads. So you have a brand new iPad that has a much better camera in it. That's cool. It's got a faster chip in it as well. And these are very cool things, very cool things. And they also came out with an iPad mini that now has the Retina display. And if you get any of them with a cellular chip, they can do 5G. Oh, by the way, all the iPhone 13s are 5G now. So, yay, 5G if you happen to live somewhere that has 5G. If you live in a place like I do, like Lower East Nirvana, South Carolina, we have the G, we just don't have the 5 yet. It's coming. They tell me it's coming, but it's not here, and so why bother get a phone that has 5G unless you are traveling a lot and going places where 5G, like, for example, Atlanta supposedly has amazing 5G speeds. So, yeah. Who knows? You know, T-Mobile's got more saturation, but Verizon, where they have 5G, the 5G, the service is better. But Verizon, I'm sorry, T-Mobile has more of the country covered up in 5G. So, it's mediocre 5G in more places where you want to be, or really amazing, fantastic 5G in the four places that you might not go to very often unless you happen to live in a big city already. All right. Yeah. So, now I want to talk about what they didn't announce. So, there were so many rumors. And by the way, let's go hit the boards here, guys. Let's go talk. All right. Hey, Mom and Dad. Thanks for coming by. Yep. Hey, my wife, Donna, visiting as well. She loves her, she has an Apple Watch 6. She loves it. Thinks it's great. Yeah, Paul, Brian, you got the Watch 6. The 6 is awesome. The 6 is a really good watch. And hopefully it'll drop a little bit in price now that the 7's out. I always hope. I know with Apple, Apple's kind of like Nintendo games. Nobody ever really drops the price on Nintendo games or Apple products. Both of them are in this weird place where we know you'll pay it. If we just hold out long enough, you will pay it, because we're going to make you somehow covet our products so much that you can't live without them. It's just going to be like that. Now let's talk about what they didn't announce. So there were so many rumors that Apple was going to come out with a 14-inch and a 16-inch MacBook Pro with the M1X chip. Now, I don't have a need for that because I have an M1 Mac Mini. And I am excited. It's been fantastic. I love how fast it renders video. I can't say enough nice things about it. But yeah, for those people that have been holding out and said, well, I've got this Intel-based MacBook Pro and I don't want to jump yet. The M1X was kind of the rumor that it was going to be amazing and that everybody was going to just be so happy that out there finally there is the M1X. And yeah. What happened with that? It didn't come out. And then there's also rumors of an AirPod Pro. So the AirPod Pros, AirPod 3, and presumably, I guess there would be an AirPod 3 Pro maybe? I don't know. But none of those things were announced. Could those things have been affected by chip shortages and Apple couldn't consistently guarantee that they were going to deliver those things? It could be. I mean, Christmas is coming. It's a big holiday for lots and lots of retailers and tech companies. And so if you couldn't make sure that you're going to get it out there in mass quantities, people, you know, last Christmas was kind of rough because we had presents come after Christmas. Santa Claus could not get FedEx or USPS, especially USPS, to deliver. In fact, I would like to see... Yeah, I'm with Brian. I want to connect AirPod 3 directly to my brain. I want to be able to just think and music goes into my head. And I just want my thoughts to magically go into my phone. I could see some actions here that really would really work well with that. So yeah. That would be really cool. Anyway, so what do you think about that? What do you think about the things that Apple didn't announce? And what do you think about the things that Apple did? Sometimes Apple sneaks up on us and in late October does another announcement right before Christmas and says, hey, we're going to have these things out before Black Friday, or at least you can order them before Black Friday and we'll deliver them around Christmas. So maybe the mysterious M1X Max will come out. Maybe the AirPods, the next gen of AirPods. I mean, already people are showing cases and mock-ups of the AirPods 3. There's supposed to be a change in the way the earpieces go in your ears. So, yeah. What do you think about the Apple Watches? Is it time to go get an Apple Watch 7? Or, and then, really, There it is. I mean, there. There it is. What do you want? Is it time to go get an iPhone 13? Admittedly, if I were rich, I'd like to have one. I'm just going to say, I really want one. All right, the next thing I want to talk about, because every episode of this podcast, I want to have something where you've got something to do, where you've got homework, because I feel like every time this podcast goes on, I need to give you a deliverable. What is something, an action item that you need to take? You so missed it. They came out with new phones, they came out with new watches, and they came out with new iPads. There you go. That was the short version, John. Just go ahead and get your wallet out and order one of each, and you'll be great. Oh, and you need the iPhone 13 Pro Max with 1 terabyte of storage, because with the ProRes recording, you're going to need it. So that's what you need. And then I'm the guy saying, hey, I don't have an Apple Watch. Something to think about, Roy. Yep, Christmas is coming. So, and the Apple Watch is great. I didn't have an Apple device until an Apple phone until this year. And so it never made sense for me to go that route. But here it is. Every time a comet comes in, you hear a noise. It's true. I do hear a noise. I also hear voices in my head, but I try not to let that distract me while I'm doing the live stream. It's just. Oh, click the link in the affiliates in the description for affiliate links. Yeah, there we go. Speaking of that, I have Buy Me a Coffee, which is my way to try to raise money for this channel so that I can... This channel is in a constant state of upgrade. The next thing I'm looking for is to get a better microphone. And so, yeah, if you're out there. So here, let's talk about this. If you want to follow me, I'm out there on social media. You can follow me as Tech. That's kind of strange. My social's broken. I broke the social. Hello, wake up. All right, social's broken. And actually, that's a commentary on social media. Social media has been broken probably since day one. But if you're ever on Twitter or Facebook, you can find me at TechTroubleMKR. It's because Twitter wouldn't let me buy the vowels to finish out Troublemaker. And I decided on Facebook, I guess I should be the same thing. In case you haven't noticed, I have renamed my channel to Tech Troublemaker because that's where I was at. That's where I was at, and now the channel says the same thing. So let's don't be social. But if you happen to be around... It's one of those days where nothing wants to work. How shocking is that, right? Let's go. Bam. And then things happen. Wow. And then cameras go berserk. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? It really makes you wonder. So anyway, I'm out in some circles. I am known as a tech troublemaker. And everything wants to go crazy. There's no such thing as affiliate links for Apple stuff, is there? I mean, really, you know, really? If you want to go out and buy me a coffee, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/techtroublemkr and there, you can help me raise money for this channel. I love how my second camera's doing crazy stuff. Isn't that really cool? I'm really liking that. I'm going to undo that. It's going to, wow. Yeah, I'm going to make the whole thing blow up tonight. This is what happens. I upgrade something and everything goes offline and berserk. So there we go. And my subscribe button says I don't want to play either. Wow, I am having that kind of night. So anyway, if you like anything you've seen tonight, please like and subscribe to this channel. Every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, this is the kind of stuff I attempt to do. I do want to do a shout out to John. John and Sammy Superstar, who isn't here, helped me configure my camera last night. We did like a live stream over on Facebook and literally did a live configuration of my camera. It was actually a lot of fun. We had a good time. Steve Worthy was out there as well and had some recommendations at the same time. And so that was a lot of fun. You know, that may be a show that was, Sammy, but, you know, I need you there for moral support, John. You were huge moral support. All right. So let's talk about another topic. I was getting ready to say, here's your homework. If you have an iPhone, unfortunately, it's time to update your iPhone again. Go and download the latest update. I know I haven't talked about it. I usually go talk about hacks on this show and make a big deal about it. The Pegasus hack, which was basically a hack done. There's a company in Israel that makes software for hacking phones. And supposedly, their plan was to just use it for... Well, it was going to be used by countries to spy on people for legal reasons. But of course, anything that's good can be turned into something bad, and it's become very bad. And this hack is so evil, and they were using it against reporters and lots of other people. It wasn't good, and lots of countries that are not nice to their reporters, that are not nice to free speech and things we in America we call freedom, were spying on their citizens using this Pegasus software provided by this company, and they were legitimately going to the company, buying the software, and install so easy. So Apple has released because the exploit, they literally is a zero-day exploit, because there's nothing on the iPhone currently to block it except for the latest update. So please go download the latest update for your iPhone devices and your iPad devices. Yeah, mom and guys, last night was hilarious. I had a blast. I really enjoyed that. Yep. John said he was there for convenient support. And that's what you're there for, John. You're awesome that way. John's like, I have an iPhone 8, and I have a few more numbers to move up. Look, when it comes to cell phones, unless there's a feature you can't live without on that phone, if there's just something amazing, yeah, John, go update your phone now, because that Pegasus hack has become more widespread, and literally can click on it, and it just happens. It's such a notorious hack, and so Apple luckily has released a patch for it today. They've also released some updates for Safari. There was a zero-day kind of exploit for Safari as well. So please go out and update your devices. And that's a wrap. That's tonight's show. There is an audio version of this show, believe it or not. I take the live stream and go out and put it into this machine where it gets washed and scrubbed and becomes amazing. And I send it out to podcast land. So if you happen to be on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Stitcher or even Amazon Music, you didn't know it, but Amazon Music also does podcasts as well. Go out there and see that. Sometimes I add some bonus material to that. And yeah, sometimes I do a totally different show on the podcast, the audio version of the podcast, because sometimes these shows are just too graphical, and I just don't think that everything translates. You know, click here doesn't really work too well on a podcast. That's just an observation. I don't know what you think. Yep, everybody go check out the update. Yes, La La, please go check out the update. Yeah, I could do a tutorial on that next time, how to repurpose content. Absolutely. And if you use Ecamm like I do, by the way, Ecamm, you should send me some coffee mugs or a shirt or something. I use Ecamm. I'm part of the Ecamm fam. And it's just a great product. So anyway, that's it for tonight. Thank you so much to everybody that came by. It's a wrap. Thank you, guys. Everybody have a wonderful evening. And thank you so much for all those that came and took part tonight. I really appreciate everybody supporting me. And, yep, got some new gear. I'm trying to up my game. Improve 1% every single time is the goal. So, all right. Thanks, John. Thanks, John. Thanks for everything. Thanks, Lala. Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Donna, my wife, for coming by. Everybody else that came by, watching the replay, whatever that's called, right? I used to speak English, and it doesn't seem that way now. I know. It's true. All right. Night. Bye, everybody. See ya. That's it. And this is the One-Off Technology Podcast. Bye.
This is the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind. We'll
Bye.